Welcome to Tea with Twins.
My name is Vanessa.
And I'm Victoria. We are twins who want to shine a light on what it's like to be a twin,
know a twin,
be friends with a twin,
our parents to twins,
and are dating a twin.
Thanks for tuning in. Grab your tea or whatever you're drinking. It's time for you to sip
and us to spill.
On today's podcast, we're going to be talking to you about how I scammed my sister, aka Victoria. But once again, thank you to everyone who has subscribed, followed, reviewed, and just watched this podcast. Vanessa and I have been building this, and each week we get new recommendations to talk about. So this week, it's going to be a great topic, and it's probably very intriguing at first. You know, I scammed my sister, so let's just dive into it right away. So I scammed my sister about 2 years ago. We both graduated with a Bachelor's of Education and teaching a second language, and Victoria, teaching kindergarten elementary. And so one of my good friends from McGill, you know, noticed that I was posting more about the environment, and I love to travel, and I was looking for ways to be more eco-friendly. And she invited me to one of her friend's house to learn more about something that she just started. And so I got to her house, and I was totally blown away by what was going on, what they were saying. And I was like, oh my God, this is something I want to do with my twin sister.
And I remember her calling me in the car, and I remember her like, okay, I just left, like I'm coming home. And then she just started like blurting everything out. And at first I was like, okay, cool. But like in the back of my mind, I was like, not having it.
Like, I don't want to get into one of those.
Yeah.
Then she finally said yes to it, and we are so excited that I actually scammed her. A lot of people just think that's what it is, but we're gonna go more into depth about what I saw in it and then how I told Victoria about it and what she saw in it first. So
this podcast is more like if you're not in a business yourself, or if you're not like, I know that our podcast is more like with twins, but this is just kind of an idea of how twins can be different, how they can view things, or it's just like a funny story that we're going to tell you about. So even if you're not a twin, you don't know a twin, this could be a funny
but
story.
But the point is, like, you should find a twin, not being like an actual twin, but someone who will encourage you and be your cheerleader no matter what.
Yeah.
So as you know, we have our own network marketing business that we are super proud to be a part of. We're really using our platform and this business to really be a voice for change and to really bring this kind of company to be more of like, take over the other companies that we're hoping for in the future, so more people shop more eco-friendly.
Kind of old businesses go out of business, and this one just soars. So unless you're eco-friendly and you're Patagonia, you can stay. And Ben & Jerry's, you can stay.
So a lot of people wonder, like, okay, you guys are successful in your network marketing business, like, good for you, but there's a lot more people that fail than people that actually succeed. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie and say, like, no, that's not true. It's absolutely true. And we're going to go over to you why people fail network marketing and why
network marketing are not, like,
yeah, or business.
Only, like, what, 1% that are, like, considered the upper class or 2%. Like, it's not just in business-related, but in, like, life-related.
So why do people fail at network marketing, and why is there more people who fail than succeed? Well, the first thing that we need to understand is that when people get into network marketing, they come into the mindset of, we'll just see how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
And A, that's really bad.
I'll
because
give it 2 months timeline.
Yeah. It's a business, which we have to realize, like, this is just a business model. And it's a smart business model because it's all about, like, time and, like, time leverage. And so people come in with this mindset that they're going to see how it goes. So that's really bad idea to get in. And then also people fear what other people think of them. So when they start, they're so excited to start. They love these products. They love the company. They love the community that they are surrounded by. But then they go and reach out to their friends, their family, people on Instagram, and they get turned down.
Yeah. And those two things, like we always say, you know, like, we're going to throw in the towel, but, like, how about you just don't bring the towel, and then you're going to be good to go. Like, never give your business a timeline, never give your business a what if, never give your business anything but encouragement and positivity, because social network marketing or not, you're not going to be like, okay, let's open up a tea shop and we'll see how it goes in 2 months.
So we want to share you some small business facts from 2018 from the Small Business Association, because you have to realize network marketing is also considered a small business. So in 2018, the Small Business Association, they said 6 million people started a small business in 2018. Yeah. And on average, people had to borrow $100,000 to start their own business. Now, with the business that we're part of, we started in 2018. We also started in 2018. Yeah. We paid $59 to start our own business with this company, and then we bought the products that we were already buying anyway. So we were just kind of, instead of shopping here, we're shopping here. And we maybe invested like
a few hundred dollars for sure.
Yeah, but not $100,000.
No, not even close.
And then they said, I have notes here, only maybe less than half will earn a profit in their third year. Isn't that crazy?
But people quit after like months.
So in a small business, only half will earn a profit after 3 years. And it's a huge success if they break even in their first year. And that they're going to, and they spend 50 to 80 hours a week in their small business. Now, if we compare this to, and the most amazing part and interesting part is that we find this normal. When you start your own business, it's normal to invest, right?
Normal if you start,
yeah. If you start your own cafe, it's normal to be rough. It's normal that you spend a lot of time and money in it. It's because it's a business, right? But then if we tell people the same thing that, you know, you're not going to make a profit for, let's say, the average, 3 years, you might break even in your first year. You're going to be working 50 to 80 hours. They're going to be like, what? Why? Like, it's not even like network marketing. It's like people think it's going to come quick. And I think that's why a lot of people give up on so easily, because people think it's quick and easy money, but it's a business type. So we kind of have to just switch the mindset.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want to add anything on that?
No, I think it's like the mindset. Like, people, it's like when you do a franchise, if you're going to spend $1 million on McDonald's, well, you're not going to give up in 6 months. You're going to work it out for 10 years in order to get your money back. And then, you know, we'll see how it goes. But when something is cheaper, we really don't care about it. And just like that comes for clothes, that comes for objects, that comes for things. Something that is cheap, we don't really give a second thought on. We're like, okay, well, I didn't really spend a lot, so I could just give up on it.
Yeah.
But this business is literally...
Maybe they should up the price on how to when you buy a network, being a part of network marketing, you should maybe invest, they should make you invest like $100,000, then people wouldn't quit. But that's why network marketing is so cool, because you don't need to invest that much, and that means everyone can do it, right?
Like, anyone can do it. Your own website. Like, if you want to make your own website for your own store, that's like thousands of dollars to create your own.
Make your own product, customer service,
delivery.
Like, it's absolutely incredible that the business that we are part of. And I always like to say, like, when I go, I want the future generations or the generations after me to know that I was here. Like, imagine dying and then everyone has no idea that you were here. Like, I want to be the person that they read about in like books or business books, or, you know, had a top podcast, or like had her own book. Like, I want people to know that I was here.
At least a Google search. I want to be at least a Google search.
Yeah, or like it's so sad.
Maybe in a book, like, who knows? But like,
and we, I think why we love network marketing so much is that basically, let's say you want to make $100, $500 a month. If you do that yourself, you can show others how to do it. So it's like that ripple effect. Like, we have people at our company that just want to make $500 and that they're doing it, and they can show others how to make $500. So imagine one person making $500 and then they show five other people how to make $500. And then those people show five other people how to make $500. Like, do you see where all that money is like being passed around? It's so interesting, because we've heard stories where they, this girl was able to buy air conditioning so she could have her kids' friends over so they weren't so hot in the house. We had people, single moms, who couldn't afford having a maid because she was just too busy working full-time
or
and taking for a baby.
Afford a car, and at the third level, she was able to get a free car.
Earn a car. So it's actually so incredible that instead of just buying your own franchise and it's just about you, and you making the profits at the end of the day, it's like when you're a part of a network marketing business, it's so cool because it's like, how can I help people do the same as what I'm doing? And so the next time you hear about a network marketing business, just think about those facts that we mentioned.
Like, if
you
legit opened it yourself, you opened up, like, I'm going to open this store, it has this values and this blah, blah. Like, think of it as that way instead of like, oh, it's just something else.
And I think a lot of people also do love to stay like comfortable in what they're doing. And I love the quote, you die when you're 35, but you're only officially dead at 85, or like you're only buried at 85, which is so true. Like, we get so comfortable in our 25s or 30s, you know, we start a family, we have our house and that's it. But
fall into a routine.
We fall into a routine. I'm just like begging you guys that you guys get out of that routine and like do something that makes you scared once in a while or every day. Do something new every day that scares you, because it's really going to make a big difference in your life and make a bigger impact for the people around you. So do you want to end it?
Yeah, I could end it right now. Basically, every day wake up, do something new, start something new, you know, have butterflies in your stomach. And if you embark on a journey, don't leave it up to hope or don't leave it up to your friends to encourage you. Really,
you have to be your own cheerleader. Yeah,
take your time to be your own cheerleader. Invest in yourself first. Like, take time to do some personal development, because this business won't work if you don't work. And that's not just working the business. That's like working on yourself. A lot of people join this business and the reason they fail isn't because of the business model. It's because they physically and mentally and emotionally weren't ready. And we don't,
and you don't need to be ready. Yeah. You just have to be ready to
learn, coachable,
be hungry.
Yeah, and, like, we don't learn that in school. We don't learn about how to be our own cheerleaders. We don't learn about how to empower ourselves.
We always look for, like, external factors.
Yeah, we think of instant gratification. So, if anything, whatever you start, whatever you do, Vanessa and I are always going to back you up 100%.
We will be your twin. We'll be your cheerleader.
So, if you want to have some tea with us, spill your tea, need some motivation, need a cheerleader, Vanessa and I are always going to be here, because there's not enough positive, inspiring, accountable people there out there more. Yeah, like, we
want people that will push you. Like, if you're not doing,
like, we want you to be better than us.
Yeah, but we don't, like, I think maybe sometimes we intimidate people because we, like, call out people and they're like, you're too comfortable, get out of your comfort zone, or like,
I'm on the bluff.
Yeah, like, you know, oh, this business is not working for me. Well, are you working it like a business or are you working it like a hobby?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Victoria and I just didn't succeed in this because we waited around and hoped that it would succeed. Like, we put in hours, we invested money, we invested time, we invested our energy.
And each month we switched it up. We think that's why we love this business so much.
We failed and then we tried something else. We failed. We were like, okay, we need to fix it.
And because we love doing something different. So, like, one month from another, we're doing this business completely different from when we first started. So, that's all how I want to end the podcast.
Thanks again for tuning into our podcast, Tea with Twins.
Don't forget to subscribe and share.